From this beginning, I came forth. From this beginning, I came forth. From this beginning, I came forth. And what is that beginning? So long as I remain true to my origin, so am I. I remain true to my origin by recognizing that all is good, all is beautiful, all is wonderful, all is fantastic. I recognize my origin by recognizing that I love me and that I love all in my world, and all in my world are good and very good. What is the origin of myself? What is the origin I must remain true to? Well, my original purity and integrity is my origin. And as I remain true to my original purity and integrity, everything in my life is glorious, wonderful, and fulfilling. Everything in my life is just magnificent beyond any words that I could ever utter, because that's who I am. I am that I am. I am the joy, the delight, the wonder of life. I am the peace of life. I am the goodness of life. I am the allness of life. So long as I remain true to my origin, so am I. Now, we have a tendency, and that tendency is to feel sorry for ourselves. I can be on top of every thought if I am not sorry for myself. The only reason that I am not as exquisite as I could be expressing myself is that I'm sorry for myself. I feel that everybody else can do it easier, much more easily than I can. And everybody else is more of a genius than I am. Everybody else is more handsome or more beautiful than I am. Everybody else is more delightful than I am. Now, has any of these thoughts ever passed through your mind or my mind? If any of these thoughts ever pass through our mind, what we are doing is we are saying that we are not that of a divine creator. Just look at your body. Could you create such a thing by any any stretch of your imagination? Could you create something so magnificent as the human body that you live in? Well, now that's nothing. The human body is nothing. Go beyond that. Go to the universe. Go to the infinite causation of all. Go to the Creator. Go into the realization that if a perfect seed is put into a perfect environment, it will come forth perfect. If a perfect seed is put into an environment that is not beneficial or perfect, the seed won't come up. That's a lie. We all know seeds that have come up under the most trying circumstances. You put in a concrete sidewalk, and the seed that lay beneath that concrete sidewalk, somehow it's going to come up. And sometimes it breaks the concrete sidewalk. A little seed in a rock out on the mountainside decides to grow. Yes, it decides to grow. And when it grows, it splits the rock upside. It gathers a puddle of water into itself, and it just grows, and it grows, and it grows, and strong. Oh, my, does it get its roots down into that rock. Impossible, seemingly, but it is done all the time. It is done all the time, because that's the way the principle works. From this beginning, I came forth, magnificent, outstanding, remarkable, fantastic in every way. From this beginning I came forth. So long as I remain true to my origin, so am I. Now the little seed does not think it is true to its origin. The little seed has within it the desire to be whatever it is. And as this little seed decides to be whatever it is, what does it do? Well, what it does what it comes naturally to do. It grows. It puts out its roots. And if there is no place to put it out, it makes a place. It spreads the rock. It spreads the stone. It spreads the earth. And if there's no water, it digs itself deep down into... with what? Well, so long as that seed remains true to its origin, so it is. So long as that seed remains true, it comes up. Nothing can stop it. The only thing that can stop it is if it feels sorry for itself. It says, oh dear me, here I am in the middle of anywhere. Biblical phrases were used. Seeds were thrown on good ground and poor ground and rocky ground, and the seeds on the good ground grew wisely and well. And the seeds on the rocky ground had a tougher time of it. And the seeds that were on the ground that did not bless it made the seeds feel useless and they died. That's only your point of view. Look again. Look again where those seeds are. Look again where those seeds are and see how many of those seeds on that soil that could not bear a seed, bear a seed. I'm always reminded of going to the desert. I love going to the desert. And I go to the desert just after a slight rainfall, just after a drizzle in the air, just after the moisture is everywhere. And it's only a short rain, and zoom! The desert comes alive. It comes alive with seeds that were just waiting for that moisture. They were not giving up. They were not feeling sorry for themselves. They were saying, we are the seeds of the desert, and we come up when the slightest moisture comes our way. And then up we come, shouting and wonderfully saying, hey, here we are, yes. We are born to live. Our origin says we will be forever. We may not shine forth on this rain, but we'll do it on another rain. Or we may shine forth on this rain and on every other rain, and we may instantly put forth our seeds from our seed. Our seed grows into a plant, and then the plant goes into flowers, and the flowers grow into seeds, and then the wind comes along and spreads the seeds around. Birds coming along eat the seeds and drop the pebbles, the seeds that didn't become digested. Oh, how wonderful it is. How wonderful it is. I like me as I delight in every thought I have about me. I like me as I delight in every thought I have about me. Yes, I am that seed. I am that seed as a human being. I am that seed as me. And I am that seed that says, it doesn't matter how difficult the circumstances are that I face in my life. I will put down my roots. I will be who I am. I can be on top of every thought if I'm not sorry for myself. When I'm sorry for myself, every thought becomes meaningless. But when I like myself, every thought becomes a genius. From this beginning I came forth, and so long as I remain true to my origin, so am I. And I assure you, I assure me, and I am true to my origin. No matter how difficult the circumstances may be that I am facing, I am true to my origin. And I am happy, and I am filled with delight. From this beginning I came forth, and to what grandness I have yet to be in my nature, I have yet to see. And as I let myself be the grandness that I am, all of my life reveals itself in fantastic ways. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. as I delight in every thought about me. From this beginning I came forth, and who knows what glory, what joy, what magnificence I have to shine forth. Because as a seed knows what to do, so I know what to do. And I do it every moment of my life in delight of liking myself in every thought about me. Can you say that about yourself? You surely can. Can I say it about myself? I surely can. Do I say it about all in my universe? I surely do. Do I like my world? Oh, indeed, I like my world. And I like me. And I love you. I love you. I love you.